Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Welcome to All Things Mysterious 1 Year Anniversary Special.
Today is going to be something a little bit different.
We are going to talk about all sorts of different things that we've gone over in the last year.
We're going to talk about how it's been, things we've learned, things we wish we would have done, things we wish we did do. You guys get to go along with the ride. So the big one for me is editing audio. And I think that's the first one we should talk about because that's been probably the biggest improvement that we've had. Especially if you listen to some of our earlier episodes, those sucked.
I remember before we even started the podcast, before we had actually released any episodes, we actually had several episodes recorded. And if you've been with us this long, you know that anything I touch breaks. And we actually had to get rid of all of those and re-record over again. So just to think of exactly how far we've come from there. And even then, like we did a sound check just a minute ago. And we have adjusted how we record, how we sit with the microphones and everything else. And it has been such a journey.
It really has. And the biggest part is, aside from the editing and the software side of it, which we'll get into in a minute, hardware has become very important. And we've upgraded equipment, a major upgrade where we upgraded microphones, the recording device, everything. Because just to give you guys a little background, when we first started recording, we recorded directly onto my computer. So we had a whole setup. We had an audio interface, the microphones, and my computer right in front of me. Our recording space isn't huge, so it was like really crowded, and it took a long time to set up. It was just cumbersome, to say the least. And then we upgraded to, and we've talked about this before, the Rode microphones, which the fact that it's Jordan proof and Jordan actually handled these mics and they have not broken yet is, you guys don't even understand.
I mean, literally, you can't see it, but I hugged this microphone a second ago because, like, it literally is me proof. And if, like I said a minute ago, you have been with us from the start, you understand what I'm saying. I break every piece of technology that I touch, okay? It's been such a disaster from the beginning. You have to understand, I'm not allowed to touch anything that Matt owns, okay? I get it. I'm not mad about it. I understand.
So, yeah, and that's 100% the case. And we joke about it a lot, you know, making Jordan-proof stickers, but it is true. Going back, we had recorded 4 episodes before we even started the podcast. We wanted to make sure we had enough saved up, so if we got behind, it won't affect the release schedule, which we had to quickly redo all that. And as some of you know, we actually had to push the start date out. We originally planned on releasing our first episode in September. And I think, if I remember right, it was beginning of September. And we had to end up pushing it out a month. And in retrospect, I think I kind of wish we would have pushed it out a little bit longer. But on the other hand, I think the knowledge that I gained editing the audio, because I'm not going to lie, the first few episodes are really bad. And it took a long time for it to get really good. I think we're at the point now where I'm happy with the audio. There's still stuff that I tweak and there's still stuff that I do to make it better. But my knowledge of editing, by far way more than it was when I started.
And adding to that, because the first few episodes audio was so rough, since Matt is awesome, we were going back, and I think we still are, and revamping the audio for those. Because frankly, the background audio, it was just extremely rough. They were popping and cracking. It's weird because the recording space that we have, it really wasn't even making that. I don't know if it was just weird audio from the background or if it was mouse sounds. I don't know what it was, but we are revamping those so that they're easier and better to listen to because the episodes are still good.
Yeah, and to add on to that, if you do listen to the podcast, I've already went back and edited and fixed The Lost Colony. And we are working on doing all of them. It takes a while, and I'm trying not to mess up our upload schedule as it is. So I am working on going, and the YouTube version, I'll eventually re-upload the YouTube because that's not as easy. Like, podcast literally can just change the audio at any time. YouTube, you have to upload it completely. So eventually we will go through and every one of our older episodes will be fixed as best as we can. Now, just remember, it's not going to be perfect. Audio is one of those things that you can fix it, but you can't make it perfect. But it'll definitely be a lot better. And that's one thing that we'll work on throughout the year. Hopefully by the time we come to our 2-year anniversary, we'll have all of our older episodes re-uploaded. And if we have to, we'll even re-record them. I would like to revisit some of our old cases to, you know, just revisit them, because that's the other thing is we've learned a lot just as far as researching and making the cases. And I think it'd be kind of fun to go back and redo them, some of them.
Oh, it would 100%. Just thinking about our very first case, Roanoke Colony. When I picked that case, I picked it because there could be so many different causes for Roanoke to basically vanish. And I wanted it to be a case where it could be true crime. It could be aliens. It could be anything, really. And I wanted it to set the tone for the show. And looking back, I definitely could have done better research, especially now that I've done so much true crime research into so many different cases. A year later, and I have learned so much about writing, about researching. And not only that, but about different things that could have happened and how we ourselves could look into it and react to it. And it's really different. It would be really neat to go back and look into some of those cases now and see how we feel about them.
Oh, yeah, it would 100%. That's why I really think we're going to eventually do that, because just looking at these cases through like our lenses now, I think it would be really good. And I was even thinking about maybe like us swapping our first cases. Like, I do Roanoke, and then you do the Pollock Sisters, because those are the first two episodes we did together. Because obviously, my style and Jordan's style is a little bit different, but I do think it meshes together pretty well. And we've done a couple of episodes, separate episodes together. Eventually, we're going to do an episode together, see if we can mesh it together, which will be kind of interesting. But I do think that it would be nice to kind of see how we have different takes on the same episode. And we may even do one where we do the same episode. We both do Roanoke Colony and just put our own spins on it and see the difference. And I think that'd be kind of interesting, too.
That would be so cool. So if you guys are listening, let us know if that's something that you would like to hear. And if you have other ideas about like switching cases and stuff, let us know. We love ideas like that. Please tell us. We love it.
Yeah, and if you have any suggestions for cases that you want to hear that we haven't done yet, we get this all the time. The Tylenol episode, for instance, was a requested episode. A requested episode that I was supposed to do that Jordan stole from me, but we're not going to get that. If there's any episode that you want to hear that we haven't done yet, we've got a ton of episodes that we haven't done yet that I know my list is probably about 10 pages long, honestly. So just let us know. We've got several episodes already recorded that we're going to be releasing that unfortunately won't be released for the 1 year, but some very good episodes too, I might add. And in fact, if you listen to the Bone Collector episode, you've got some hints on some of the episodes. But yeah, just any questions. We've got an email address that we'll place down where you can send us an email with ideas, our Facebook page, even leaving a comment on the YouTube video. Just let us know what you want to hear.
We will absolutely listen every time.
I will. Jordan won't, but I will. All right. So that was a little tangent, but let's go back to the software side. So over the year, we've probably used and disregarded and restarted probably about 25 different pieces of software. We definitely, a lot of it was trial and error. And finally, we got to a point where we've got our entire software process set. And I don't plan on changing it anytime soon because it works really good. That doesn't mean we won't change stuff in the future. But I think right now, kind of to the point where everything just works. And I mean, it took a while.
Yeah, that's why I let you handle it. No thanks. I won't touch it. I'm just going to leave it be. It sounds phenomenal. You're doing great.
Yeah, I definitely try. It's a learning process. And even when we try new software, it takes a little bit to actually learn that software. I don't know if you guys that know anything about editing audio. It is finicky. It is just a nightmare at times. And that's the biggest thing that I've learned through this whole process is if we make the audio sound good when we record it, editing is a breeze. And it is embarrassing how long that took me to understand, to learn. But I finally learned it and it's going so much better.
I know exactly why it took you so long to understand that. It's because you're hard-headed.
100%. I'm not even going to deny it. I very much learn by doing. And that's the thing that really was hard about this podcast. Because going into it, I mean, I think we talked about this before. I can't remember if we actually talked about it on the podcast or not. But we talked about it to other people, at least how we actually came up with the idea and started this podcast. And if we haven't told this story, it literally was just one day me and Jordan were talking at work. And I remember she was talking about she wanted to start doing narrations for stories and audiobooks and stuff. I'm just like, we should start a podcast.
And it was, hey, we should start a podcast.
And then it just like, hey, let's go ahead and start a podcast. And then we just started working on it. And that was probably in August, I think, when we first started talking about it. And probably by beginning of September or end of August, we started recording.
It happened very quickly. But the cool thing that I'm sure that you guys hear between Matt and myself, we might bicker back and forth, but we actually get along really well. And even though we banter and we bicker, the ideas flow between us. And when we were talking about ideas for this podcast, it just snapped into place so quickly. And it felt like this was just the right thing to do. I can't explain it better than that.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And that's the one thing is, even on some of the earlier episodes that I went back and started listening to and editing, you can kind of tell we were both kind of, I guess, uncomfortable with recording and not really sure how to do it. But as we definitely went on, it got much easier. I had a much easier time making fun of Jordan and giving her the grades of her grading system that is off the scale at this point. But it just amazes me, like, going back and looking at how we kind of evolved from day one to now. I feel like we've got tremendously better. And we've still got more room to learn, more areas to improve on, more areas to expand on. We've got a whole bunch of ideas coming up. And in fact, we'll talk about one here in a little bit for you guys. But anything else?
About your grading system, I hate it. I love it, but I hate it.
You know, I honestly tried to go back and see where that whole thing started. Like the Chester thing. That started basically in the second episode. And that thing just stuck.
It did.
Now, the grading system is a little bit harder to track down. But to me, it just seems like it's totally us. It's a lot of fun. And I don't come in here just trying to immediately grade Jordan's theories as bad. It just always happens. I can't help it.
It's okay. I understand that a negative Z is like a C+. It's fine. I get it.
I think at this point you'd be lucky to get anything above a negative.
Probably. I think so. But it's fine. I get it. Because at one point I gave you a color-coded grading system.
Yeah, you totally forgot about that after about the first episode.
ADHD, okay. ADHD. I forget everything. It's fine.
I joked about making a shirt of Jordan grading scale, but we'd have to have a whole collection of shirts just to fit that scale. And it's always changing. I mean, Jordan's theories keep getting worse, so I gotta come up with worse scores. Just kidding. Her theories are mostly good, kind of.
Thanks.
This has just been a really wonderful journey. We started out with 2 episodes a week, and it took longer than I think both of us wanted to admit. That was a little too much for having full-time jobs plus doing this. Definitely eventually would like to go up to 2 again, but I like how we're doing it now. Makes it a lot easier to get things done. Make sure to get them done good.
At this point, with the 1 episode a week, that we have some sort of work-life balance. Not a lot of it, but we have some sort of work-life balance, which is important. And having 2 episodes a week, while it was doable, making sure the episodes were quality is what's important. And we were getting to the point where we were rushing and pushing things and pushing for the editing. And it just got to the point where it was getting too difficult for everybody.
Yeah, and I definitely feel like at times I wasn't as strict on quality as I should have been due to trying to get things out on time. But nowadays, if I got to push an episode for a couple days or even just push it entirely until next week to make sure that the episode's good, I don't mind doing that. I hate doing it, but, you know, at the same time, I'd rather have a good episode than an okay episode. And that's the other thing is we've recorded a bunch of episodes that we're not going to release just because they weren't as good as they should have been. And then there's also episodes that we may release at some point. I just wasn't feeling it at the time. In particular, we did an episode on Hercules, and that was a really fun episode. Like, I really enjoyed doing it. Definitely going to release it at some point. It just, right after we did the King Arthur, which still, I love that episode too, but I think it was definitely like kind of an outlier for our channel.
But it wasn't bad. It was a good episode.
No, it was really good. Like, I enjoyed it. I think it's probably one of the best episodes I've done. And we'll get into that here in a little bit, because I think I know the reason for that. We're going to do a section here where we talk about our favorite episodes, and I'll get into that more. So there's one particular episode that I chose that will kind of highlight that. Actually, two of them technically, but anyways, I think enough rambling for now. I think it's time to introduce something.
I'm super excited. Let's do it.
Hey guys, we got some exciting news.
As I'm sure you're aware, it's been about a year since we started All Things Mysterious, so we have a little bit of a special treat for you.
Starting every Saturday, and more specifically starting this Saturday, we will have a new podcast coming out.
As you probably know, we write each and every one of our own episodes, and we decided that wasn't quite enough for us.
We wanted something that gives us more creativity and freedom.
So we decided to start a whole new podcast in addition to All Things Mysterious, where we get to explore our creative side, and you get the benefit.
We will release episodes every Saturday, and they will be stories written by us. And we will even have some user-submitted stories that we will narrate.
These episodes will be anywhere from 15 minutes to maybe an hour long, about the length of time that you're used to from us. And they will be all sorts of genres.
Every story will be different. It will be a fun experience for us all.
It's been a super great time bringing this to life. And we think you guys are going to have a blast listening to us narrate each and every story that we have written for you.
It will be called All Things Storybound.
Super exciting, and we hope that you love it as much as we have enjoyed bringing it to you.
The links will be in the description. We will also have a Facebook page set up for it, which will also be in the description. So come over and join us, and we hope you like it.
Welcome to All Things Storybound.
And now, for a special treat, we will give you a little bit of a taste of what we got coming. Chapter 2. Weeks passed, and the town began to move on from the strange death of Mrs. Jenkins. The leaves turned from green to gold, and the air grew colder as the fall settled in. But the peace was not to last. The next victim was Robert Parsons, a farmer who lived on the outskirts of town. He was found in the barn, hanging from a rafter with a rope made of barbed wire. It was a grisly sight, one that Sheriff Ben Granger would never forget. Ben stood in the doorway of the barn, staring up at the body swaying gently in the breeze. So, as you guys just heard, we are going to be starting a new podcast and a new channel. This one is going to be different. It's going to be us writing stories and even users hopefully submitting stories to us to read. It's going to be great.
We are super excited about it. We've already got a couple in the works, a couple recorded that are in the queue that we're working on for you. So you're not going to have to wait because we learned from our previous experience. Because we do. We learn sometimes. And these are so fun. It's almost like a mini audiobook, not even like a novella, okay? Like a mini audiobook that's like the perfect travel time for your commute to work.
Lengths are going to obviously vary. I think we got anywhere from 20 minutes up to, we recorded one episode that's well over an hour. And it's just, it's stories that we write that we really enjoy. There's going to be no overall theme except for they're all going to be fiction stories. We've got a lot of ideas in the works of little like challenges that we're going to do to challenge ourselves. So it's going to be really fun. We'll have the link in the description. We are going to release episodes on Saturday. So just links will be in the description. So make sure to follow on. It'll be on every podcast site that we are currently on and YouTube, of course.
And I can't say again how excited we are about this. As you probably know, we write each individual case and story that we do on this podcast already. So obviously, the cases that we do are more or less fact, or at least as close to fact as we can get when it comes to Matt's cryptids and things like that. So there's not a whole lot of creativity that we can put in there, at least when it comes to like my true crime stuff. But man, now we get to truly unleash our creativity because we both love to write. And the more that we got to write, the more we realized we had to hold back a little bit on this podcast. And now we don't.
100%. And for me, the spark kind of hit when I did my Urban Legends episode. That was the episode where I got to just let the creativity flow. And it was an awesome episode. And honestly, I've been working this idea in my head since then. And then, you know, about a month and a half ago, went to Jordan with it. We had the idea and we just started recording episodes, writing stories for it. And like Jordan said, we've got several episodes already recorded and we'll have the first episode will be released this week. And it's going to be a fun time. I mean, if you like fiction stories, like I said, every story is going to be different. I like the idea of this because we'll be able to have users submit stories. So it's going to be a good time.
And this is like all kinds of different genres, okay? This can be like comedy, dark, murdery stuff, like all kinds of different things, fantasy, all the different things. And if you want to submit stories, we're going to figure out a way, an email for you guys to do that. And we want to be able to read your stories for you. Obviously, you'll get credit, but we want to bring it to life with you. We are having a blast writing and reading these stories, bringing them out. And we want to bring them to you just as much as you bring them to us.
Exactly. And that's one thing that we're going to do because I understand that not everybody likes every genre. I'm the same way. There's some genres that I like more than others. There's some genres that I probably don't want to listen to at all. So in each title of each episode, we'll make sure to put the genre of the story that it's going to be in. If it's not a genre that you care about. And then also in YouTube, we'll have in different playlists and stuff to help you. Unfortunately, you can't do that on podcasts, which it'd be nice if we could. Maybe it's a feature that'll come up eventually.
We'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. So just come over there, join us. It's going to be fun. It's not going to take away from this podcast. This podcast, we do not plan on going anywhere on. We're going to be here for at least another year, if not longer, hopefully.
This podcast is where we started. This podcast is where our roots are settled. And I promise you guys, we're not going anywhere.
So come over, join us, subscribe, follow us on your favorite podcast app. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, so we are down to the part of the episode where we talk about our favorite cases over the last year.
And this is the fun part. Now, Jordan has not told me the episode that she chose. I have not told Jordan the episode that I chose. So we're going to start. Jordan will go with hers, and if mine matches, I'll talk about why it's my favorite. If not, I'll go on to my episode type thing. So what is yours?
My fifth one is the Kathleen Peterson case.
Okay. Trying to remember. We've done so many episodes. It's hard to remember a lot of them. This one is not on my list, actually. So I'll let you tell why it's your favorite.
So I particularly loved doing this case because it was one of those cases where I had to personally learn how to look past bias. I'm not going to lie to you. Before I covered this case, I was a little bit biased. And for proper research, you just can't be biased. You really can't. And it is difficult to research and learn how to research without being biased. Then I probably still had some bias in there. I'm not going to lie. It's almost impossible to do. But if you're not super familiar with the case, Kathleen Peterson fell down a staircase one way or the other, and her husband was blamed for the murder.
Oh, yeah, I remember. This is the bird lady.
Yes.
And I've actually got a funny story about this that I'll tell after this, but go ahead.
Anyway, almost everybody immediately blamed the husband, and there are several good reasons why. I'm not going to say that there aren't. If you want to listen to the full case on it, obviously, please go listen to that episode. But immediately before even doing the episode, I also thought he was guilty. And then during all of the different research I was doing, I actually began to come to a completely different conclusion. And that's why it's one of my favorite cases for me.
It was a really good one just because of the bird thing. And so it comes to my story about this. We have a guy at our work that is a very loyal listener. In fact, he's the one who requested the Tylenol episode. And I was talking to him one night, and we were talking about the Kathleen Peterson story. And he's like, man, that bird theory is a really good one. Why didn't you like it? Because if you remember in the episode, I took a very hard stance against Jordan on that one.
Here's the thing. If Matt can tear me down at any point, it does not matter if my reasoning is foolproof. He's going to do it.
Only because I want you to be better.
Whatever you say, buddy. Whatever you say.
But he's like, man, that was a good theory. Why didn't you like it? And I'm like, oh, I did like it. I thought it was a really good one. But I'm not going to tell Jordan that.
Rude.
But yeah, I did enjoy that episode too. And it took me a minute to bring it back.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
So my number five is the Pollock sisters.
Okay. Why was that your number five?
So there's a couple reasons. One, obviously, is my very first episode that I ever recorded or even researched. And it was actually one of the episodes I recorded first that we re-recorded. Because there was actually a couple episodes that we recorded at first that we never, to this day, haven't even re-recorded yet.
I don't know if I remember which episodes those were.
I don't either. But I remember the four that we recorded first, we only actually re-recorded the two. The Lost Colony and the Pollock Sisters. But anyways, moving on. So obviously this is my very first episode. I really enjoyed doing the research on this one. It was so much fun. I think it was just really good. And that's another reason that I enjoy this, because I really enjoy this story. It was just such a really good story. And it's one that I didn't necessarily know a whole lot about before I started doing the research on it. And I just fell in love with the story. I mean, it's such a good story.
I do have to agree. I will tell you, it is not on my list, but it is a really good episode. And I don't remember a lot of specifics because, dear God, that was a year ago. But I remember it being about reincarnation. And there was some pretty solid proof, if I remember correctly. And while I'm already more or less a believer, I remember just looking at it and being like, okay, that's pretty solid, though. That's pretty solid. And it's just impressive from a research point of view to be able to point that out.
I will be 100% honest. I'm pretty sure I said this in the episode, is that I was not a big believer in reincarnation. But even to me, there was just enough of proof almost to at least give me pause. Not necessarily enough to really make me a believer in it, but it was enough to kind of be like, this might be true type thing. Which for me to be, totally against the idea of reincarnation, to be in maybe it's possible, is a huge deal. I think at one point it was definitely my number one, but we've done a lot of episodes. What's your fourth?
My fourth favorite episode was the episode I covered on Israel Keyes.
I remember this episode. Also not on my list, but it was a very good episode.
This episode was one of my favorites just because for most serial killers, they have a type. They have a specific person they follow, somebody that they're trying to recreate with their victim, right? Israel Keyes didn't, and it's honestly kind of a miracle that he ever got caught. And it just blows my mind that the one time he abandoned the little rules that he follows is the time he got caught. And I mean, this man, you go listen to the episode, just plants Cecil kill kit all over the country, remembers where they're at, and just goes and offs people.
Oh yeah, I remember this one. This is the one that I theorized that he was actually just a scapegoat for the actual killer, which I still believe 100%. But yeah, this was a very good episode. So we've done, at this point, I think we've done 77 episodes total, not including the ghost hunting ones. So to narrow it down to 5 was really hard, because I think all the episodes we've done, except for maybe a couple of them, I'm really happy with and I really enjoyed. So it's hard to narrow it down.
It was hard to narrow it down, but I just remember I wanted specifically to cover that case because I just couldn't fathom it. And I still honestly can't. I still can't. What do you have for number 4?
My number 4 is Crime or Cap.
I knew you would have that on the list.
100%.
I knew you would.
So if you don't know what this episode is, really, you should go back and listen to it. It's not like our normal episodes. This was the first episode where my creativity kind of got a shine. Because if you don't remember the episode, the premise of the episode was we had a little game show where I tested Jordan's knowledge of crimes.
And I failed.
And this was the episode where I got Jordan to agree to go ghost hunting.
Yeah, that was it.
So the premise was I took little snippets from actual cases.
Yeah, not that they were actual cases, but these were like the most obscure cases you possibly could find. So don't think these were like normal cases. No, Matt scoured the internet for the most random crap that he possibly could find. He's just grinning over there. But like the most absolute random crap, for the record.
For the record, and I want this to be known, I gave her the softest ball ever to give her where she would get one correct no matter what. It was the Zodiac Killer, guys. And she got it wrong.
I thought that you were trying to lead me into a trap. So I overthought the living crap out of it because I thought you were trying to lead me into a trap, which you kind of were, for the record.
It was just not a trap that I intended. So I took 5 cases and then I created totally 5 fiction cases. And I had like a little snippet, you know, kind of describing the case, a key component of each case, and they were all similar. I thought she would at least get 3 out of 5, honestly, because I made 3 of them, I thought, too easy. And I cannot remember how many she actually got right. I believe she only got like 2 right. Maybe only 1, actually.
All I remember is that I failed it really badly somehow. And I was embarrassed because I'm really good at true crime. But I just remember overthinking it so hard because I know you. And I expected you to somehow write this into making me fail.
Which I did. But she failed on the ones that I thought she would get. And I think, if I remember right, which this has been a while ago, the one that she got right was one that I did not expect her to.
Yeah, that was right.
But, and that's why this is definitely by far one of my favorites, because it was so much fun to do. In fact, we did a sequel, a Cryptid or Cap, later on. That was really fun to do too. Definitely going to bring this one back. I want to do more of these. It was just so much fun.
I took notes on Cryptid or Cap. I took notes on it. Because I wasn't going to fail it.
Yeah, you definitely did better on that one. Of course, to be fair, I changed it a little bit and made it a lot easier for you.
Yeah, because we learned that I overthink things really badly.
Because that one was basically a quiz where I went over a story and then I just gave you questions about the story. So it was definitely my favorite. What's your third?
You're going to laugh really hard. Are you ready for this? My third favorite episode is What is a Dream?
Fun fact, that is my number 2 favorite.
This episode, one that people absolutely love.
If you want to try to understand how Jordan's brain works or what it'd be like to be in her brain for a day, go listen to this episode because none of it makes sense. I honestly felt like I was going to have a stroke editing this thing. I'm like, none of it makes sense anyways. So let's just go ahead and throw it all up there.
The longest time, this was one of the best producing episodes we had, too.
we had so many people download this episode. It was literally by far our most downloaded episode. And this was back before we switched podcast providers, but it was, I think at the time we had an average of like 40 downloads on every episode. This one had like almost over 200. So people love this episode. I loved it just because it was like the most unhinged episode we've ever done.
It was unhinged. It was 100%. So if you haven't listened to the episode, I think the idea behind it, even though I'm the one who recorded the dang thing, I think I was trying to figure out the idea behind dreaming. But here's the thing. I worked on this thing for like 3 straight days, and I ended up only writing down like 3 or 4 paragraphs. But like, I got no sleep, and we came in to record, and immediately Matt asked me some sort of question and somehow jumped like 3 or 4 paragraphs down. And I had to skip a whole bunch of stuff I'd already written, and my brain was fried, and I had no idea where to go from that point. And it was just straight up ADHD panic at that point. And it was so bad, but it was also so good. One of my favorite memories from this last year, because was it a complete nightmare of an episode? Yes. But was it also hilarious and one of my favorite things? Yes.
And that's honestly, like, that's why this is my favorite, just because I think I had the most fun recording this episode, just because it was so unhinged. And so, to give you guys a little bit of background, I spend a lot of time when Jordan's talking trying to get her back to the point of what the story is. So I will often lead her back to where we need to be.
Honestly, you do a good job.
Yeah, I do. And this is the one episode that, like, I could not. By the time we got done recording, I didn't even know what the episode was about.
We were getting somewhere close to the end at some point, and he just goes, I can usually follow your ADHD thoughts, but I couldn't even tell where you were going. And that's fair, because I don't even know.
Yeah, because honestly, a lot of times I would have to like kind of interpret what Jordan's trying to say, and just so everybody else can understand, I couldn't do it. I had no fucking idea. It's one of those episodes that, like, it was so unhinged that I felt like we had to release it, because I was kind of hesitant, because I'm like, man, this episode, it's good in a bad way, but it's also bad. I didn't even know what to title this episode. I think it started out about dreams, and then it just kind of went into what it's like to be in an ADHD's head.
You're not wrong. It really did. It went so far off track.
The best way I can describe it is how you had these like dreams where like you're running in place, or they're abstract almost. That's how Jordan's brain was that night, because I could not even make sense.
If you need a good laugh, don't you worry. That episode, it's got you. So, what do you have for number 3?
Number 3 was another fun one where I got to quiz Jordan. The Mandela Effect.
I almost put that down, but I knew you'd have it on your list. It's one of my all-time favorites because that episode was so good.
So the Mandela Effect was a mix between a normal episode and our game show, because I actually quizzed Jordan on some of the different Mandela effects. She actually did pretty good. She got several wrong, but she did a lot better than I thought she was going to do. But it was just such a fun episode. Like, the Mandela Effect is a fascinating topic, and I think I'm definitely going to do another episode on it, because there's a lot of them out there. The Mandela Effect is essentially you remember things that didn't actually happen. A very good example of this is the Berenstein Bears versus the Berenstein Bears. The idea of it comes where people believe that Nelson Mandela was killed back in like 1999, where in fact he lived in, I think, until like 2010 or something.
I do. I swear I remember headlines.
But it's just this phenomenon, and a lot of people swear by it. It's a crazy thing. And it was just such a fun episode to record, to do. Being able to test Jordan out was great. It was just a great episode.
I remember it because you were going over all these different Mandela effects. And, like, I specifically remember slowly losing my mind as you go through all these different things. Because, like, they were the first few that I already knew really well, because common Mandela effects, like the Berenstain Bears versus Berenstein Bears, things like that, I knew those. And then you got to, like, the Monopoly guy, and I was just like, he has a little monocle thingy, and you're like, no, he doesn't. I'm like, yes, he does. And I just remember losing my mind. I'm over here like googling stuff on my phone while he's going over stuff, and he's basically about to lose his mind with laughter. And it was, oh my gosh, that was one of the most fun episodes I think you've ever recorded, and one of my favorite episodes of all time. But I purposely didn't list it, so that, because I thought that you probably would, and I was right.
So, and a little background on this, because I structured this episode just right, because as Jordan said, I gave her the most well-known ones, and then I started giving her really hard ones. And it was just like, I honestly at that point wish we were recording video, because you could just see Jordan's descent into madness at this point. And it was just so great. By far, favoriteest episode.
Unhinged madness.
So, what is your second favorite?
My second favorite may be on your list too. I'm not sure. Kendrick Johnson.
It was not. However, it was definitely on my list of most controversial episodes we've done.
That's why I have it on my list.
So, to get a little background on this episode, out of all the episodes we've done, there is a very strong following on this case, apparently. And they do not like it when you even remotely suggest an idea that's not the same as theirs.
No, this was the first case that we got hate comments over.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mildly proud.
And I want to say, I 100% will always welcome comments, especially if you disagree with us, and even telling us we're wrong on something, because I'm not going to sit here and say that we're perfect and we catch everything. And here's the thing, the part that I really didn't understand. I was very clear in that entire episode that I believed it was an accident, and I was very clear on that.
Well, and here's the thing, that's kind of what we do as a podcast. You pick one side and I pick the other. Almost in every single case, that's what we do. We pick opposites and go for it.
And it's not necessarily that we do that on purpose. It's just kind of how it always works out. There has been a few episodes where me and Jordan did agree. And that's the thing, is we don't like go into an episode automatically saying, I'm going to choose this side, you're going to choose this side. It just kind of works that way. And that's why this podcast works well, because we look at things differently. And this comment was very against the idea that this was anything other than an accident. And that's one thing about us. We will always include every theory, even if it's not one that, you know, could be very possible.
100%. Listen, if there was some sort of alien theory, even for Kendrick Johnson, even if that was not a theory that was common at all, I would have covered that theory as well. Even though that's not what I personally believe, because that's what we are. That's just who we are as people and what we do. I'm going to cover every single base if I possibly can. And you do the same thing every time that you cover a case.
Yeah, 100%. I will never, ever purposely exclude a theory because I don't believe in it. Because there are people who do believe in it. There are people who think that it is accurate. And I'm going to include that. Jordan's the same way. And if there's something that you don't like, you know, more than welcome to discuss it with us.
The thing is, we prefer a discussion.
Now, I will be the first to admit that I'm not the greatest at replying to comments on YouTube. I oftentimes will type out a response and then forget to hit post.
Good job.
I'm going to work on getting better at that, because I do want to start engaging more. It's just, I got ADHD too, and it's hard. I'll sit out, type a whole response, and then just forget to post it and then move on and then never come back. Obviously, we already went through my second. So what is your first?
My number one case was Ellen Greenberg.
That was a good one, too. And that was actually on probably my honorable mentions list. I would have put it at my number six because it was a good episode.
I will die on the hill that she did not kill herself. And the reason this one was number one for me was specifically because this was a case I was just itching to cover from the depths of my soul for the longest time. It took me a long time to go ahead and decide to cover it because I was scared I wouldn't do it justice, and I was scared I wouldn't do it well enough, you know? When a case means that much to you, and I say it like I knew her or something, I don't. It's just, for whatever reason, sometimes a true crime case hits you harder than others. And Ellen's case did to me. It just sank into my soul for whatever reason, and it won't get out. And I still think about it almost on a daily basis. And I will die on the hill that she was murdered. And she's still, to this day, because I follow up on the case almost daily, is still not listed, even as unknown. It's still listed as suicide. And it just makes me crazy inside. It makes me crazy, and I can't. What do you have for number one?
I'm sure you guys already know, but my number one is the 10 urban legends.
I knew it.
I will give a little bit of background on this one, because this was a time where I was actually kind of almost burned myself out, because I was trying to edit two episodes a week. I was writing, I probably wrote about two episodes a week, and I was almost burning myself out. I was working full-time job, working probably about 50 hours a week at the time, plus all this stuff. Probably 4 months in, I honestly didn't think I could sustain it. I didn't think, you know, I'd be able to last much longer. And then I did this Urban Legends episode because I needed to do something different. I needed to do something not necessarily factual, but something that kind of gave me like creative freedoms. And this episode was the episode that truly let me do that. I mean, it was, you take this idea of an urban legend and then I write a whole story around this, you know, idea of this legend. It was just so much fun. Like it almost reset like my batteries and let me keep going. Then obviously we end up, you know, kind of cutting back everything, going down to one episode a week. Two episodes a week were just not a good idea and not sustainable.
Feasible in the long run.
Yeah. It took us both longer than we wanted to admit that was the case. But this episode is the one episode that it allowed me to kind of flex my creative juices, if you will. On our YouTube channel, it is probably one of the higher rated videos we have on there. It was such a good episode. I really, truly enjoyed it. I want to do more of them like that just because, one, urban legends are fascinating to me. I grew up watching mostly True Stories, which was a TV show about urban legends. And it's just fascinating. I love it. It was such a fun episode to do. It helped me get through like tough time where I was just burning myself out because I was trying to do too much at once. And this just kind of helped me get my creative freedom, I guess.
And honestly, it was a blast to record.
It was. This episode was the episode where we shifted how we were going to do things, where we kind of moved more into like the storytelling format. The reason was because people really enjoyed this episode. And I enjoyed it. Jordan enjoyed it, and we kind of started shifting from there. And not to give myself too much credit, but I think it kind of helped us go in the direction that we are now.
I think it did, and it honestly in a way helped us get towards the new podcast as well.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I said, that was the episode that for me kind of started this idea of starting another one where we could just tell stories. I never even told Jordan how burned out I was at the time.
I do notice things, believe it or not.
It was definitely a really awesome thing. A little added discussion is going to be about the ghost hunting. I didn't want to include any of these on the top five, even though they both would probably be on my top five, just because it was so much fun ghost hunting.
Surprisingly, I agree with you. I actually had a blast.
Jordan was so worried about the whole thing. Even before we left to go up to the Sally house, she was nervous.
I was a wreck.
And even once we got there, it took her a little while to warm up to the house.
That house was terrifying.
It was. And that's the one question I get from a lot of people. I've got several times since we released those episodes is, are we going to go do more ghost hunting?
Yes.
Exactly. Easy answer for us. We're definitely going to do it at some point. Now, I will say it is very expensive to go ghost hunting. And obviously, we work full-time jobs. I've got two kids, so it's not as easy to just stop everything and go ghost hunting.
Yeah, I've got a house full of animals at home that I've got to figure out care for as well. Yeah. So, like Matt said, it's expensive. It's not something that you necessarily think about, but you have to pay a decent amount to go to these places and stay there, let alone gas, etc.
Yeah, and plus the last time we had to buy all the equipment, all that stuff, it was very expensive ordeal. This time it'll be a little bit less expensive. There's some equipment that I definitely want to get before then. But, and me and Jordan are working on discussions about it, but we definitely plan on recording more episodes ghost hunting. If everything works out like I think it will, I want to record sometime in March, April of next year, and then release after that. But we'll see how things go. It's still fluid right now. We'll see how things go. But the easy answer is yes, we will definitely be recording more ghost hunting videos.
110% yes. I was not nearly as terrified and run out of the room scared as I thought I was. Very proud of myself. Super proud. But it was actually really exciting, and I'm super thrilled. I want to go again.
I do too. 110%. Like, to me, the only question is when, not if. And once we know more, we'll let you guys know. But just know that at some point, we'll definitely have more ghost hunting videos because they were a blast to do. Probably the funnest I think we've both of us have ever had. So yeah, that's all we got. Just going over the year we had. It's been a phenomenal year. Me trying to pronounce words that I can't pronounce.
Me getting my ADHD stuck in loops.
And like I said, we hope to be here for as long as we possibly can. We hope to be here for many more years to come. It's been a great experience. We've learned so much this year. All I can say is next year is going to be so much better.
Thank you so much for supporting us. Keep supporting us if you would, pretty please, just by listening, liking, subscribing, everything else. And we'll keep seeing you again.
And don't forget, we have merch available. Fuck Chester.
Matthew!
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.